You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. How does Idaho investigate claims of discrimination? That's the question that the Idaho Business Review decided to tackle after some recent cases and concerns about discrimination in the state. Katie Clark is a reporter with the Idaho Business Review, and she took it on. I want to welcome you to Idaho Matters. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So how did you decide to do a profile of the Idaho Human Rights Commission? What got this started?
Well, there was a group of Micron employees who came to believe that they were religiously discriminated against over Micron's requirement for vaccination, and they applied for exceptions. You know, there's this thing, you apply to have the exception made so you don't have to be vaccinated. Under the law, an employer like Micron is obliged to provide people applying for exemptions with what's called reasonable accommodation. For many of these employees, what Micron decided to do was put them on leave indefinitely with no date for when that leave would expire. And they weren't paid during this leave. And a bunch of these people were very unhappy with it. And they filed claims claiming religious discrimination. I can't speak to whether or not those claims have any validity. That's not my job. I'm just supposed to report the news. I'm biased. But that's where we came to be interested in what this process was. You know, when you have a claim that you've been discriminated against, what do you do? Well, apparently what you do is that you file a claim for discrimination with either the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is a federal agency, or with the Idaho Human Rights Commission. And they actually have the two agencies have a work share agreement so that if you file an EEOC claim, the EEOC can send it to Idaho. And if you file a claim with Idaho Human Rights Commission, you can sometimes those get sent up to the EEOC instead, and the feds will look into it. So that's how you file a claim. And then those two agencies, whichever one decides to deal with the claim, will look at the claim and investigate it.
Well, I think it's fascinating because you talk in the article about a little bit about how sort of the Idaho Human Rights Commission is kind of a little known or an underknown state agency, but they've been around for a while.
They've been around since, I believe, 1969,
wow,
which is when Idaho passed its Human Rights Act. So they've been around for a long time, and they don't investigate just claims of discrimination in employment. They also look at claims where people are looking at discrimination in housing opportunities or discrimination in what you call in a public accommodation that would apply, like, you know, ADA ramps and hotel rooms for the deaf and those sorts of accommodations for disabled people.
Wow. And you go through the whole process between the two agencies and how they work, how they investigate, was there discrimination? Can it be proven? And then I think you list sort of the three important components. Will there be a lawsuit? Can there be mediation? And then education is a big part of this as well.
Yes, the Human Rights Commission sees itself as having three roles: to educate people as to what discrimination really is under the law, to try to mediate complaints of discrimination, and to actually do the investigation and to look whether or not it determines whether or not discrimination has really happened. They really like to mediate. They would rather actually get people to sit down and come to an agreement than have it go to court. Because when you go to court, it gets expensive and it just gets drawn out forever.
I think in all parts of life, we'd rather mediate than go to a lawsuit. Just in general, I would agree with that.
I do a lot of reporting on legal matters, and I would certainly agree with that. You know, if you file a case, it usually takes a short case takes about a year and a half.
Oh my
gosh. If it's a civil matter, it just takes forever.
Oh, it really, really does. I think we've just barely scratched the surface as to what you reported on, especially with the Idaho Human Rights Commission. And I think folks should definitely read the article and find out more. I know we're going to link back to you on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, from our website. I really like the idea that you dive into this and talk about something that, as we said, has been there for quite some time, but people just maybe don't pay attention to.
Well, you know, it's not very sexy. You know, people like to read about horrible bankruptcies, criminal fraud in business, but you know, oh yeah, you know, they took away my good chair and now my back hurts and I'm going to file discrimination for disability. Well, that might work for somebody who's had a car accident, broken their back, but you see what I mean. It's it's not the really sexy side of reporting.
But it is important, and it is something that that folks need to know, especially if we're going to talk about things like education and mediation and getting along in the workplace and everywhere else. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about the article and about how Idaho investigates discrimination.
Can I put in a 5-second blurb?
Go.
The Idaho Human Rights Commission has free training for employers to teach them on how to avoid discrimination in their workplace. It's free. Call them up and they'll arrange it.
Awesome. Katie Clark, a reporter with the Idaho Business Review. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.